doing, right? It's God's doing. And so some of us, I am sure, have other things that capture our focus, right? And so today, let's just refocus on the Lord and on His will for our life and what He has for us, which is greater than a stupid smartphone. And so for me, it's playing games. Thankfully, it's not the addictions that I once had. Praise God for that. But it's by His grace that it's not, and it's only that. And so, I just experienced a fresh touch from God this weekend. I was prayed for. Some people just grabbed us in the aisle there in the Save Mart Center, and I've had back injury. My first ruptured disc, I was 19 years old, and they prayed for my back to be healed. My back didn't get healed, but the rest of me, I think, is... I'm being healed. But at any rate, so here at the Church of Toll House, we celebrate an open communion, meaning that it's open to all who believe in the Lord Jesus and even those who want to believe in Him. Today I want to talk to you about true communion, like that which is found in John 14, verses 15 through 23. In these verses, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, yet you know Him, for He dwells in you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him. We will come to him, and make our home with him." God, our loving Heavenly Father, doesn't want us to come to a church building, an institution, or a religious event. He wants us to come to Him. The bread and wine, or rather the grape juice that we will be taking in a few minutes, is simply a reminder of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He made a way for us to enter into heaven by His death, which paid for our sins. In verse 23, Jesus promises that He, the Holy Spirit, and the Father will come and make their home in us. He says we will come to Him and make our home with Him. Another word for home is an abode or a dwelling place. So the God that made the universe and all that is in it takes up residence in our physical body. And what greater level of intimacy and closeness can there be than to live inside of someone? Think about it. My wife and I are close. As close as two humans can be, pretty much. But this is next level closeness. And that's exactly what He wants for each of us, to actually dwell in us. What I really want to share with you today is what that looks like in my life. Not that I am it or that I have arrived. Trust me, there's many faults. But so many times in my life, I have missed this concept because there was no life application. Many of you know that we tried selling our house for a long time, almost a year. And when we did find a buyer, 2 days before escrow was to close, we found out that the air conditioning unit was dead, pretty much broken, gone. So they were saying that it was going to be about $8,000 to fix that and the heater, and so we were really beside ourselves. We took to fasting and praying, didn't know what to do, cried out to the Lord for help, because we'd already moved 90% of our stuff, maybe 95%, and not just stuff, junk, but anyways, that's another story. But we just simply didn't have the money to do this. And they were saying, if it doesn't get fixed, the deal's off. And we're like, oh my. And so one night, I was awakened at 2:30 in the morning by someone calling my name. And they said, "Robert." And I popped up out of bed, and I was startled, and I'm looking around. And it was a male voice. I knew that, but I didn't recognize it. And I finally, in my sleepy stupor realized that it was God trying to communicate with me. And I said, what is it, Lord? And so I didn't get an answer, so I just drifted off back to sleep. In the morning, I went to my parents' house and was given an envelope containing cash. My mother said that the Lord had told her at 2:28 in the morning to give us some money. It wasn't enough to pay for everything, but it was a message straight from the throne room, and it shouted, I love you, and I got this. I just broke down, cried like a baby, nothing new. But that part is a different story for another day. So another example of this communion happened when I was reading this very verse during a period of my life when I was working through my recovery in a professional Christian counseling setting. I was doing an intense study of the book of John as prescribed by my therapist. I read the verse, I will not leave you as orphans. And I heard the Lord clearly speak, I will be your mother and father. This was perhaps the most healing thing that has ever been spoken to me. I love my parents. They did the best they could when I was growing up. No blame on them. That's not what this is about. But I was broken in my childhood in many ways. And it took a long time and a lot of work to heal those wounds. But this simple yet profound word from the Lord was a catalyst for healing in my life that continues to spring up joy and hope to this day. I wrote that in the margin of my Bible. Every time I see it, I'm like, yes, yes. What I'm trying to say in all of this is that God wants to be closer than close to you. He wants to whisper in your inner ear how much he loves you. He wants to meet all your needs and even your deepest desires. And if there's something in the way of that relationship this morning, confess it, get help if you need it, just take care of it. So as we take the elements this morning, let us reflect on the true meaning, the true message of communion, that he wants to come and dwell inside of us, make his home in us, and speak his words of life and love and hope directly into the core of our being. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we come before you. We thank you so much, Lord God, that you sent your son Jesus to die for our sins. You made a way for us to take communion, Lord, by your broken body, and the blood that you poured out, which is represented by the elements that we take today, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, and there's nothing that we could ever say or do to repay you. And there's nothing that we could do to earn it or deserve it. It's by your grace, and we thank you for that grace, Lord God. And so this day, let us take these elements in honor of you and for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may partake.